I will hear.
Because my ears are open. I will see what you're saying to me. Because my eyes are open. And my heart is open as well. And I can receive. This message is for me. So I'm going to take you to Ephesians chapter 4. And we're going to be giving one verse first, and that is Ephesians 5:5. For it has been made clear to you already that the kingdom of God cannot be accessed by anyone who is guilty of sexual sin and who is impure or greedy. For greed is the essence of idolatry. How could they expect to have an inheritance in Christ's kingdom while doing those things? The reason that I felt this was important is because people believe that they're going to be okay with God as long as they can just float along in their lifestyle. There are areas on all of us that need to be tweaked, and there's a fire available to burn it up. And it's not something you can do yourself. Okay? So you have to be depending on the Lord and asking Him to not only clean house, but to keep you clean. Because it's grace that's going to do it. If you think you can do it on your own, you're not listening to a wise person. You need help. That's why Jesus sent His Holy Spirit, who is a helper. He is an encourager. Amen. Amen? And He will encourage you, and He will pick you up when you fall. He's not a condemner. Amen? So, I want to go to verse 7 of chapter 4. The grace gift of Christ. And He has generously given each one of us supernatural grace according to the size of the gift of Christ. This is why He says, He ascended into the heavenly heights, taking His many captured ones with Him. And gifts were given to men. He ascended means that He returned to heaven after He had first descended from the heights of heaven even to the lower regions, namely the earth. The same one who descended is also the one who ascended above the heights of heaven in order to begin the restoration and fulfillment of all things. So He's working on all things. And He has appointed some with grace to be apostles. See, the NIV would say appointed to be apostles. This translation gives you the word grace.
Notice that.
All right? That was very predominant for me. Because again, it shows you cannot be an apostle without grace. Even getting there is impossible. And some grace to be prophets. And some with grace to be evangelists. You're not going to do it without favor and grace. Amen? So if you have favor and grace, you will mature. Okay? Because that's our job. And some with grace to be pastors. Yeah. You don't want the job. And their calling is to nurture and prepare all the holy believers to do their own works of ministry. And as they do this, they will enlarge and build up the body of Christ. That's the purpose of those fivefold ministries, to build up the body of Christ. These grace ministries will function until we all attain oneness in the faith. We what? All attain. In other words, you're not going to make it on your own as some people think, Oh, I listen to the TV things, and I worship when they worship, and that's not what he said. You need each other, and you need to connect. And if you don't connect, you're going to see a difference in your life. You're going to see adjustments in the negative, trying to grab another corner and grab another corner. You know why? Because you're interdependent. You're interdependent. What I watched as grace, at grace, is we had intercessors. Some came for half a day every single week and interceded for the church and for the people in the church. And even these fell away. Why? Because they were praying their agenda. And when I gave them the truth, they gave me the boot. And I walked away. And I'm not advertising who I am. I'm just saying the truth will definitely be irritating. All right? So, these grace ministries will function until we all attain oneness into the faith, until we all experience the fullness of what it means to know the Son of God. That's confirming the list of things that I gave you on Sunday. Because I was going to go back and give you a little more from what I gave you on Sunday. And the Lord said, no, they need to see it for themselves out of the Word. Okay? And finally, we become one into a perfect man with the full dimensions of spiritual maturity. And fully developed into the abundance of the anointing. I change one word, the word Christ, because everybody thinks Christ was Jesus' last name. It's really anointing or the anointed one. Okay? So again, finally, we become one into a perfect man. Now, if you tell that to the average believer that goes to church on Sunday morning, and you tell them that they've got to be a perfect woman or a perfect man, some of them will spit at you. Okay? Why? They don't believe the word. Now, if Jesus could do it with grace and favor, so can we. Amen? If he wrote it down and St. Paul could do it and give us a testimony, because he had to live it in order to write it. Say it with me. He had to live it in order to write it. Because he tasted it and explained it. Why do you think I read those two? Prophetic messages. And those of you who were there, you know the results. And I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining. That's not where I'm at. And I'm not patting me on the back. That was God's grace for me to be able to speak it, number one. Because every time I delivered a message at Grace Church, I would shake. Okay? Because there was a lot of torment that was going on at that time. Today, I am more, I guess the word is more mature. Okay? So, finally, we become one into a perfect man with the full dimensions of spiritual maturity and fully developed into the abundance of Christ. And then our immaturity will end. Wow, that's good news, isn't it? It will end. And we will not be easily shaken by trouble, nor led astray by novel teachings, or by the false doctrines of deceivers who teach clever lies. But instead, we will remain strong and always sincere in our love as we express the truth, all our directions and ministries will flow from Christ, flow from the Anointed One, and lead us deeper into Him, the anointed head of His body, the church. So who's your headship? Jesus. Amen? For His body has been formed in His image and is closely joined together and constantly connected as one. Interdependency, interteachability, interprayer, intercession for each other. If you don't connect, what happens? You trickle down. Okay? The fire goes out. Amen? Okay. Every member has been given divine gifts to contribute to the growth of all. So why were you given gifts? For each other. Interdependency. Interteachability. And I could go on. And as these gifts operate effectively throughout the whole body, we are built up and made perfect in love. Made what? Perfect in love. So I'm being made perfect in love. Say it. I'm being made perfect in love. Tell your neighbor. Get a clue. You can't do it without me. Oh, dear. Our new life in Christ, our new life in the anointing. So with the wisdom given to me from the Lord, I say you should not live like the unbelievers around you who walk in their empty delusion. Who walk in their empty delusion. That's an incredible comment. Okay? Their corrupt logic has been clouded because their hearts are so far from God. Their blinded understanding and deep-seated moral darkness keeps them from the true knowledge of God. Because of spiritual apathy, they surrender their lives to lewdness, impurity, and sexual obsessions. But this is not the way of life that Christ has unfolded within you. Unfolded where? Within me. It's not outside. It's not an influence about there. It's coming from the Spirit of God in me. Okay? And it does change me. Because you've got Him available. Anytime, anywhere, whatever day or night. If you have really experienced the Anointed One and heard His truth, it will be seen in your life. So take a good look at Joe. Take a good look at all these people. Yeah, I'm using Joe as an example because he sticks out a little bit. Because he's different. And he walks in obedience. And some are jealous. Some are jealous of you, men, and it's okay. It's a Holy Ghost jealousy. Got it? It will be seen in your life. For we know that the ultimate reality is embodied in Jesus. And He has taught you to let go of the lifestyle of the ancient man. The ancient man is the old person who died when you went into the baptismal water. Amen? The old self-life, which was corrupted by sinful and deceitful desires that springs from delusion. Now, it's time to be made new by every revelation that's been given to you and to be transformed as you embrace the glorious Christ within as your new life. And live in union with Him. For God has recreated you all over again in his perfect righteousness. Say that with me. God has recreated me
all over again
in his perfect righteousness.
In his perfect righteousness.
And I now belong to him in the realm of true holiness. That's the new me. Better get used to it. Amen? So discard every form of dishonesty and lying so that you will know as one who always speaks the truth, for we all belong to one another. There again is your interdependency. But don't let the passion of your emotions lead you to sin. Don't let anger control you or be fuel for revenge, not for even a day. Don't give the slanderous accuser, the devil, an opportunity to manipulate you. If any one of you has stolen from someone else, never to do it again. Instead, be industrious, earning an honest living, and then you will have enough to bless those in need. And never let ugly be hateful words come from your mouth, but instead, let your words become beautiful gifts and encourage others. Do this by speaking words of grace to help them. The Holy Spirit of God has sealed you in Christ, in Jesus Christ, until you experience your full salvation. So never grieve the Spirit of God or take for granted his holy influence in your life. Lay aside bitter words, temper tantrums, revenge, profanity, and insults. But instead, be kind and affectionate towards one another. Has God graciously given you? Then graciously forgive one another in the depth of Christ's love. In the depth of Christ's love. Living in God's love, be imitators of God in everything you do. For then you will represent your Father as his beloved son and daughters, and continue to walk surrendered to the extravagant love of Christ, to be surrendered, for he surrendered his life as a sacrifice for us. His great love for us was pleasing to God, like an aroma of adoration, a sweet healing fragrance, and have nothing to do with sexual immorality, lust, or greed, for you are his holy ones, and let no one be able to accuse you of them in any form. Guard your speech, forsake obscenities, worthless insults. These are nonsensical words that bring disgrace and are unnecessary. Instead, let the worship fill your heart and spill out in your words. For it has been made clear to you already that the kingdom of God cannot be accessed by anyone who is guilty of sexual sin or who is impure or greedy, for greed is the essence of idolatry. How could they expect to have an inheritance in Christ's kingdom while doing those things? So, the message is simple. Without grace, you can't do it. Without favor, you're not going to do it. Without each other, what happens? You're going to dry up, okay? And you know that he's wanting all of us to be mature. Now, am I there yet? No. Am I on my way? Yes. Will I make it? Yes. Just close your eyes right now and lift one hand to the Lord. Say, am I there yet?
Am I there yet?
No.
No.
Will I make it?
Will I make it?
Yes.
Yes.
With his grace. I can do all things
as
his anointing strengthens me.
Yes.
It doesn't matter how young I am or how old I am. It's all about family. Church is family. Heavenly Papa is on the job.
His son Jesus
is our big brother.
And the Holy Spirit
lives inside of me.
What a victory.
Well, did that produce any questions?